Welcome to episode 444 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Good morning. And as always, producer Gerald is not here today.
He's been suspended, pending termination.
He's not being terminated. He had a family thing come up.
He did have a family thing come up, and we're thinking about Gerald as he can't be here today.
And speaking of termination, He is the last of the three of us that should probably be terminated.
Yeah, it's probably true. He's not here this week, and we just had to do a dry run at the beginning of the show, so.
Yeah.
Technical difficulties without him. Yeah.
Test without him. See, that's what happens when you're not here.
But see, that's why I say pending termination, because no matter how great you are, if you can't be here, you know what I'm saying?
Well, the thing is, we're still here, and it's kind of as shitty as we are, and we can't be here.
Well, let's put him under review, and we'll just see how it shakes out with HR.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll do that.
Yeah. I don't want to commit to anything either way.
That's a smart thing, because what it does, it takes it out of our hands.
Yeah, and then I can be like, hey, I didn't want you fired. I'm right. As bummed as you are about it.
Right, exactly.
I'm super tore up about it, Gerald. The HR does what the HR does.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah, HR sucks.
Important note, everybody, HR acts like they're there for you. They're not there for you. They're there to protect the interests of the company you work for.
No comment, in case HR's listening.
I don't have an HR department. I'm too small, so.
He really does have a family thing, so we really are thinking about him. He should be back next week as long as everything goes as planned. All right. That's enough of that. We had a show title and everything on the last episode.
We did, yeah.
Won't make any sense for this. I'll have to force it in later.
You will. Yeah. Now we got to come up with a new title.
Right.
We had it all worked out.
Yeah.
It was video game related. It was episode related. It was pretty good.
Wasn't bad.
I do believe you have a note about last week's podcast.
Oh, yeah. I forgot because I just gave this note. So, as you know, last week was a little sketchy for the way I had to record.
I know. No one else knows.
That's true. They'll know, though. I was computerless. So, friend of the show, Matt, actually stepped up and helped us edit it and get it put together. He got it back to me on time, but there was an error with the upload that I could not fix without a computer. That's why you're getting like a, I want to say a bonus episode, but really like it's just something that we owe you.
Yeah, it's like an episode and a half kind of, actually.
Yeah, so you're going to get that episode and this episode roughly at the same, a day apart. So what I suggested is you hold them both till Tuesday. You do a two for Tuesdays.
Yep.
So you just run them back. You run one, you run the other.
Yeah, that's a four squared or whatever.
Be two. Four square?
Four square.
The app
is that even
like
a thing anymore?
The game. I don't think so.
No, we're episode 444, so it would be like 4 squared.
That's 4 cubes. 4 squared is 4-4.
But that's only one, but we're putting up 2. So we'd actually have to do 444 to the 6th.
You're saying doing a whole nother show. Make them all 4 hours long. 4 shows, 4 hours long.
And we got to get another people to come on for us.
4 people.
I got it.
Yeah. No, I like it. From now on, everything we do is going to be in fours.
Dude, we can't be here for an hour podcast. How are we going to get 4 people together for a 4-hour podcast?
4 people, 4 hours, 4 shows coming soon. It's going to be epic.
It's going to be something.
You imagine that? 16 hours.
And the something I'm guessing is non-existent. So
our old shows were just straight up 3 hours and some change every week.
Oh, my God. Remember?
Yep.
Go back. I don't know if there's a place to do it, but go back and listen to some of those first episodes, and you'll see the difference. Those episodes were bad. We were learning our way. We were noobs.
Yeah, if you have like an international flight or something, pop one on.
Because I'm going to lie, it's entertainment. It's entertainment.
We were trying to figure out how to do a show, how to be recorded, how to record. Yep. Chemistry, how not to talk over top of each other.
How not to air our dirty laundry.
Yeah, there was a... you could just go find episodes where we straight up have arguments in the middle of the show. I mean, just real-time arguments.
Yeah, like, not... Yeah. Not like aggressive conversations.
People taking sides. Like, it was a whole situation.
Straight up arguments.
Yeah, it was. I don't forget where I came from, but it's fine if you don't go back and ever listen to any of those.
But it's good to be here again.
Yeah, right.
It's good to be here. This is a good place to be. There's a reason you don't go backwards.
Yeah, it's true too. You know, people always are, I hear people all the time with podcasts, or like, I started from the beginning, like, I just don't suggest that for us. Because you'll never make it to the end. You'll be like, these guys are not good.
If you were that interested, what you do is you listen to some of them, like now that we do, one or two. And then if that held your interest and you want to know more, then you could maybe go back just to get an idea of where it starts versus where it goes, you know? Like, holy cow, puberty hit me hard, that kind of thing.
But what if they just found us and said, oh, that sounds interesting, I'll just start from the beginning, like, they'd never make it.
Oof. That'd be bad. Yeah, that's not the way to do it. That's not the way to listen to us.
But you can't warn them because they're starting from the beginning.
Right. Like, there's no warning. Unless you were to go back and, I don't know, you'd have to edit a disclaimer into that already existing file from 7 years ago.
Yeah, instead of an ad, you just insert a thing that says, hey, please don't listen to this.
Yeah, this is the beginning. Don't start here.
Yeah. This is not Fast and the Furious, where the first one's amazing.
No.
Yeah, this is...
It's not. It was more along the lines of... Yeah, I don't even know.
There's like a gnat that keeps flying by me, so if you see me just doing like...
I just did.
Hand motions.
I did.
I'm not losing my shit. There's a gnat.
I saw you over there. I don't know.
I look like I was summoning the power.
Abracadabra.
Yeah, it flew by me. Maybe not even a gnat, maybe just a piece of lint floating through the air. I don't know. I panicked.
Dust, yeah. It's probably a gnat.
Yeah. There was a... I closed the store down last night when I was driving home. There's a bug in the car.
Ooh, I don't like that.
Don't know what it was. Had the gift of flight, though, and it sounded large.
Mm.
Had a bag next to me. At one point, it got inside the bag. It sounded like a mouse trying to get out of the bag. I'm like, what is this, and how large is it?
What was it? Did you ever find it?
I don't know. No.
You didn't dare look, did you?
No, it's just in the car. So is the bag. Couldn't risk bringing it in.
Well, as long as we're talking about critters, I want to give a shout-out to whoever the asshole was in Walmart prior to me that thought it'd be funny to put a toy snake behind a pillar in the aisle.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. That was not good. That, if you don't know, I am like deathly afraid of snakes. And I don't even know why. I don't have a reason. I've never been bit or attacked, or no one's ever instilled a fear in me. I'm just deathly afraid of snakes. And I walk past this because, you know, and they did it in the Lego aisle. So really, fuck that person.
Smart place. Yep.
And you know how in Walmarts they have like the square pillar with a price checker on it, and they're usually like right, like cockeyed in an aisle. They're not right in the middle of the aisle. They sit off to the side. Well, someone put it right behind that. So I go walking by. And for some reason, my attuneness to snakes is very keen. It's really the only thing I can notice out of nowhere. Because I guess I'm always looking for them. Because you never just know where snake's going to be.
You stay on just high snake alert all the time.
Yeah, all the time. So I go walking by this pillar, pushing the cart. And there it is. And I did the girl scream.
Oh,
when
did
I
you?
I saw the head. Oh, yeah. It was a little high-pitched little yelp is what I did. But it gave my wife a laugh, so that's good. She thought that was funny.
I was going to ask, did you go fight or flight?
No, I did the jig step away from it, yeah.
Yeah. You left your wife.
Until it occurred to me that, well, she was in front of me. She didn't even notice it. She's, you know, because she's not afraid of snakes like I am. She doesn't like them. Like, I have this, this is how afraid of snakes I am. I have this retaining wall in my front yard. And, well, snake, there's some snake, there's must be a snake nest where the under there. It's about, it sits up probably about two and a half feet is how big the retaining wall is. And then it's all filled in with dirt and there's plants and mulch and all that stuff. There's some snakes that live in there. So when I have to weed eat around that, I get on the lawnmower and I carry the weed eater, the cordless weed eater, and I drive to the spot and I stand on the on my zero turn deck and weed eat. And then I get on and I start it back up and move forward a little bit. That's how deathly afraid of snakes I am. And yeah, so I didn't need that yesterday.
Here's the thing about a snake. I don't have that fear. I dislike spiders more than snakes, but me and snakes have this situation where when we see each other, neither one of us know what to do. Like, if I see a snake, I stop, it stops. We both just look at each other, and then I'm like, what now? Like, I'm going to grab it with those claws? Like, what am I going to do? Am I supposed to kill it?
Yeah, I get away from it, or I hit. If they come out when I have the weed eater, I smack them with the head. I mean, I know PETA's going to be after me. I don't care.
Canceled.
I'm fine. I'm cool with that.
If it's over snakes.
Yep. Cool.
I'm like, am I just like a psychopath? I grab it by the tail and just sling it out, and because I have like a little wooded area behind my house, so just sling it out. Like, I don't. What am I supposed to do?
Right. Well, and here's the thing about up here is there are relatively, like, very, very few actual poisonous snakes. Like, you might see a rattlesnake here or there. So none of them can actually, like, do anything to me other than bite me, which I don't want to be bitten, I guess, is really my big problem. But, man, snakes just look evil. I don't care. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what they do for the environment. I don't care if they eat bugs, keep mice away, all that shit. Snakes look evil. Snakes are evil.
It's that tongue.
It's in the Bible, man. Come on.
The tongue and the way they move. You ever watch one move, you're like, mm-mm.
Yeah, that shouldn't happen. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be able to move if you don't have feet.
You're a flexible tube.
Yeah, exactly.
They move fast.
And fuck, did you ever see that video in Australia where that cobra comes out of the, there's a girl sunbathing, she has her back to the water, and this snake, this king cobra, I think it's in Australia, but this cobra starts coming up like it's going to get her, and it pounces, and someone says something to her, and she turns around and just grabs that bitch by this fucking neck and throws it.
No, you ever see those videos where snakes like fall out of the trees on people?
Yeah, fuck that. I would die.
Fall. They just fall on you. You just got a snake ass snake on you all of a sudden.
And I'm not saying I would literally die like a 12-year-old girl says literally. I mean, I would literally have a heart attack and perish.
You would actually die.
Yes.
It would just be the end. They'd be like, what happened? Like, snake fell on him.
I'm
snake
using literally the exact way it's supposed to be used.
Snake bit him? No, he just died.
No, he just died. His heart exploded. Yeah. It's the only animal I feel that way. Like, bears? Bears don't bother me. Wolves don't bother me. None of that shit bothers. Snakes? God damn, no. Not a snake.
Snakes also just, they creep. You'll just be like, oh, look, I'm just going to do the laundry. Fucking snake right there.
Right.
Like, there's not a bear in your laundry room. You would know.
No. Yeah, how they get in the house?
Yeah,
that's something about the structural integrity of my house, I think, if there's a snake in there.
Yeah, I know somebody that went to use the old restroom, picked the lid up on the toilet, snake holed up inside.
Yeah, no, I don't need that in my life.
Yep. Nope. You just have to burn the house down? Like, I don't know how you get that out.
Again, literally die. Because all I can sit, you look up and that thing's not just going to stay there. It's going to come at you. Whoa. No, yeah. I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I can't even talk about it.
You have to pee outside the rest of the day.
I'm not doing that either. I guess my bladder's just going to explode.
Nowhere safe.
I have to pee off the deck now. It's a good thing you live in a secluded area.
It doesn't matter.
They can't get me on just be like, deck.
I didn't want my I didn't want my dick to get bit.
Right. So I can't use the toilet.
You pee off the deck? Is that a thing you do?
I will, yeah. I have, okay. Yes.
In a pinch or just out of laziness?
Not just for shits and giggles, no.
Okay.
No, but like if I'm outside and I have to pee, I won't go in. I will like go somewhere where no one can see and pee.
I lived here like 3 years in this home. I peed outside, I think, twice.
Something, I prefer a toilet, but
there's something weird about it. Like I get that this is mine, right? I own this, do whatever I want, I guess, over here, I guess. I don't know. Like, it's peeing outside. It's like, what am I trying to prove?
Well, I mean, I think for a long time, though, you were kind of in, like, a neighborhood where you probably couldn't get away with that.
Yeah, I could pee where I am now, but why?
Well, like, if I'm in the middle of mowing the lawn, I'll just pull behind the house.
Just pee your pants.
Like, pee off the...
Okay.
Stand up on the deck and pee.
I mean, that's the... I like want to wash my hands. Like, what if I got into poison ivy, you know?
Well, I'm not getting into... I don't get into poison ivy. I don't do that kind of work.
I fucking love to get into it.
Well, good for you, I guess. Can't Everybody's get got hobbies. We all have hobbies. It's fine.
I love to get into it. If I see it, I just rub it on me. Make sure I get it.
I can't. I'm super, super allergic. Like, I'm steroid shot. Trip to the hospital.
I don't have to get the shot, but I used to have to get the pill. I've beat poison ivy. Like, I understand how to contain it now as an adult.
Like, how to not get it?
No, I get it. It just, I refuse to let it spread. Oh. I never itch, never scratch, whichever one of those you like, and it just does not spread. I'm very careful, long sleeve, pants, gloves, hat. I look like a psychopath. 100 degrees, still dressed like that. Very careful not to get it. But when I do get it, I'll get like two bumps and never anymore.
The way you dress when you mow the lawn and work outside, I feel like you should be a beekeeper.
I want to be a beekeeper.
You should do it because
I don't live in an area. The only place I have to put bees geographically doesn't make sense because they need to be... They don't need direct sunlight, but they also can't be in a shaded area. And the only area I have to put one in is completely shaded.
Mm.
Also, my neighbor's about 200 years old, and I don't know if they're allergic to bees. They're going to die soon, I assume. I don't want my bees to have killed them.
Mm.
Though I don't think that...
Well, your bees aren't necessarily going to stick that close. They're still going to go away. They could conceivably kill any number of people.
I don't know if you could even prove it. I don't know if you could prove the bees did it.
I don't think you can.
You don't train a bee.
You can't. Yeah, you can't prove it. They can't prove it. I mean, a bee sting, they can't prove it's which bee it came from. They don't do
I don't own all the bees.
You know,
right?
This isn't CSI. They don't do DNA testing on them. I feel like their DNA would be similar because they all come from the same queen anyway, don't they?
Don't make me explain how bees work with my sort of understanding of bees. That's going to be bad for bee people. Okay. They'll be like, he should never have bees. But yeah, I played the bee simulator, so I feel pretty ready for this. But I've wanted bees for many a year.
You played the what?
Bee simulator.
Well, that means you can be a bee. That doesn't mean you can be a beekeeper.
If I've been a bee, you think I don't know what they need?
It's different.
I know how to keep them now.
I've been a baby. I don't know what they need.
But if you played a baby in a video game, you'd be like, I think I get it better now.
No, I don't think so. I don't. Yeah. I'm not sold on that idea. I'm not sold on it. I just want to say that. You could be right. You're probably wrong.
It's a dream to have bees.
Well, I don't know if it's a dream for me. My wife's talked about it. My wife talks about lots of stuff, though.
Yeah, it would be a dream for me to have. I want to harvest my own honey. If you want an easy way to get into beekeeping, and all the bee people who are listening will shit on me if they hear this, but the Flow Hive is a great way to start. Not sponsored. It's a turnkey operation. You put everything together, and you literally turn a key, and honey just flows out the hive without all the processing.
Mm-hmm.
Very expensive. I worked with a guy who just bought a Flow Hive and is setting it up right now.
Is he your new best friend?
Yeah, he was going to be, but he switched stores.
Oh, no.
Son of a bitch, we were going to be tight.
Yeah.
He didn't even know. Now, we talked a lot about bees. We've been talking about bees, and me and another person who also likes bees, and he was like, no shit, you guys like bees? We're like, hell yeah, we like bees. He's like, ordered a flow hive. We're like, no shit. And then we just always talked about bees.
Was he surprised that you knew what it was?
Probably. We both knew.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I know what a flow hive is as well.
Yeah, I'm pro bee, pro honey bee. Would be.
It's cool. Mm. It's not work I want to do, but my wife's cousin does it, so.
That's why you get the flow hive.
Why? Well, I understand. I understand.
You just take your shirt off, put your head underneath there, and just open the valve.
I don't.
Let it run down in your mouth and all down your chest.
But no, I get honey from my wife's cousin. She has bees. They have bees. Her and her husband. They do bees, and they have a small farm. They do bees and
like a micro farm.
Yeah, I guess you could call it a micro farm. I don't know.
I think they call it like that around here. It's where
their
you
big
have,
thing
like,
is. Their big thing is llamas.
Oh yeah, alpacas too.
Alpacas. That's what I meant. Sorry.
Yeah, like people don't really get llamas like that.
Alpacas is what I meant.
Yeah, for the.
I knew it was wrong when I said it, but I was like, it's close. Anyway.
Yeah, I was like, do I want to be a dick and ask if they give loot, or do I want to just. Or do I just want to subtly throw out an alpaca? Because I would have
got the joke, though. But yeah, alpacas, and they do honeybees. They do garlic. They have
garlic. That's weird. Like bespoke garlic.
There's a lot of garlic farms up around here.
I wonder if it's a climate thing.
It must be. I think that usually is. That and soil composition is usually the two main factors in determining what to farm, I believe.
Does garlic. Can I see garlic above ground? What's that look like?
I don't know the ins and outs of it, man.
It's like talking about bees, isn't it? It's uncomfortable when somebody quizzes you on a thing you don't know enough about. Garlic grows in the ground.
Yeah, it grows. I've never seen it in the ground, but because what you have to do, and I don't know this, but I think what you have to do is at some point take it out of the ground and allow it to dry before it becomes usable garlic.
What I'm wondering is if there's like a plant, if it's just like a, if it's a root, or if there's a plant attached to garlic.
I don't know. Producer Jello was here. He could Google it, but he's not.
So could we, but I just like to leave it out there like this.
I'm probably going to look it up after this now, just to see.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave it out there for everybody to scream right now at
this. People are yelling. Okay, I don't believe we probably have garlic farmers listening to us, but if they are, they're screaming at us right now, which is fine.
I'm gonna search. I'm afraid to even search garlic plant so that Google's not like, hey, stupid.
I don't think it. Google never says, hey, stupid. They usually say, like, did you mean this? I hate when the Google does that. Did you mean blah, blah, blah? I'm like, I'm stupid.
Oh, it's a plant.
What's it look like? What's it look like?
Hold on, let me get the glare. You see?
Oh, it looks like really thick scallions, kind of, huh?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm seeing?
Yeah, kind of like crabgrass.
Yeah.
But then, you know.
But then you
do what garlic do at the bottom.
Yep, but then you gotta snip it off and hang it.
It looks like balls.
Hang it, let it dry, I believe. I know some. I'd like to grow my own spices too, but man, I just don't have the kind of ambition. I think I've talked about my ambition issues before on the show.
I'm gonna start doing some herbs. I told you about the pizza oven, right?
Mm-hmm.
I used it.
And?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Don't know why I didn't buy one sooner. I didn't have the right stuff. I did order the right stuff, so I have the double zero flour that's made for the Napoleon pizzas. Bought the yeast from the same company. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make some. About to go on vacation. I'm going to make some when I come back from vacation.
So you're going
to
do it super.
All the way. Yeah. Bespoke handmade pizza. I'm going to number them, sign them, one of one.
Well, I'm finally going to pick up my smoker today.
What kind of smoker? Did you get a grill or an upright?
It's a upright Mastercraft propane.
Is it silver one?
Black.
Oh, the new ones are crazy. Look, I think those are electric, though.
Yeah, I don't want electric. I want a propane.
Yeah. I'll use the...
It's actually only... It's a friend of mine bought it and has only used it a couple times. I don't know why they bought it in the first place.
I use the Oklahoma Joe pellet smoker, the grill.
Yeah.
But yeah, the pizza oven was everything I thought it would be. I can immediately tell this is not one of the $800 units that we were talking about.
Right.
I had issues keeping my temperature up.
Okay.
It's made to be a pellet smoker pizza oven. So you actually throw your pellets in the back in a little tray.
Yep.
And you light just a real ass fire, use a tumbleweed or a little fire starter or whatever to get your fire rolling. Your pellets just burn, and the flame, because of how the oven shape, comes up and rolls forward.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Air moves forward, yeah. So it pulls it through. I had a lot of trouble. First pizza I did, it showed 900 degrees. Threw it in, 60 seconds, pizza's done. Looked like it was supposed to, went like it was supposed to. After that, I had a real struggle keeping it above, like, it would hover around 700, 750. It really needs to be hotter than that to cook it right.
Any idea why?
No, I don't. I think, I don't know. I just kept feeding it pellets, but I think I'm going to switch over to the little chunks of wood they sell.
Yeah.
You know, like the little wood, like that.
Yep.
Where it's not like for the smokers, the electric smokers, but like the next size up, it's like chunk.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to switch over to those and mix some pellets in. So I still get that smoke flavor, but I get a little more flame. I think that's what I'm missing is the flame. The pellets just don't flame up the way they need to.
Right.
They burn and smoke. It's what they're designed to do. So I don't know. It's got a door. I kept it shut pretty much the entire time. I mean, it felt like what I needed to do was make one, dump all my fuel out, and then put a whole new thing in, start it, get it hot again. And I don't want to do it that way. They also make a propane one, and that's really what I think I should have after having this one.
Yeah, propane's... You know,
Do you lose some flavor? Absolutely. But can I just set it and forget it? Absolutely.
So much easier. Yeah, yeah. And there's ways around that of losing that flavor. There's ways you can get around it. So that's why I'm off. And it's just a convenience thing. I mean, I do not have time to stoke a fire and maintain a temperature for 8-10 hours, however long I'm smoking, whatever I'm smoking. I don't have that kind of time. On propane, I don't have to worry about it. I'm glad that I found this smoker, though. Like I said, a friend of mine bought it and was only used it a couple times, and it's not their thing, which I knew it wasn't their thing when they bought it, but I wasn't going to tell them that because I thought I might get a smoker out of it.
That's shitty, and also I get it. There's lots of times where I let people make a choice that may benefit me later on.
But what I would really like is... Mastercraft sells this one, but it's like $400. But it's a propane smoker, but you don't have to check it ever. It constantly makes adjustments to maintain the temperature you set it at. It makes its own adjustments.
Is this a pellet smoker?
No, it's a propane smoker.
Can you not smoke pellets? Can you not use pellets with propane?
I think you can. I think you can. Not on this one. This one was an expensive one. So, but
I don't know how it works. My grill is electric.
Mm.
You plug it in, set it. It's got two stacks that come off of it. You kind of adjust those, dial your temperature in so you're even across the board.
Right.
Get up to the heat, get a good smoke roll, and throw your meat in. And then you could put about a 20-pound bag in my hopper.
Yeah.
Which is good for about, I don't know, half a day, maybe a little longer. So you do have to refill at some point. But, you know, I'm out there spritzing the meat every hour anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a big deal. Low and slow, but I'm just trying to hit that internal temp so I can wrap it, put it back in.
Right.
Let it really get juicy. Mm-hmm. I like smoking meat.
So I'm picking that up today, and I won't use it today, obviously, but I'll have to.
That's where you and I differ. I would be out there at 9 o'clock trying to get something going.
Yeah.
When I get something, I'm just too jazzed up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've smoked before, so it's not I just now don't have to do it somewhere else.
But you haven't smoked in my house one today
for me. So
not a Roomba, but you have a robot.
Yes.
See, Roomba's got that new program. Mm-hmm. It's sneaky. So you pay. You've seen the Roomba that empties itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
It goes back to its base, whatever. So they sent me this email the other day, and I couldn't figure out what this was even trying to tell me. They have this program. So you pay either $0 and sign a commitment and pay $24 a month for, I think, 2 years. Or you pay $99 up front and pay $24 a month, and they send you all the replacement everything. They send you the bags, the brushes, the everything, the robot, everything. So I was like, what is going on? Because that's an $800 vacuum.
So that's like you financing the vacuum?
No, it's clear it's not a finance program. I'm like, what is this? So I had to dive deeper in the fine print. It's not your vacuum, and it only works with a valid subscription. They will shut that shit off if you stop paying the $24 a month.
Oh, shit.
But if you maintain it properly, I don't know that $24 a month is that expensive. Because they're sending you new brushes, new filters, new bags.
Right. Huh.
But it's weird that your robot just quits working.
Like, it just won't do anything.
Every 3 years, they send you the newest model they have available.
Hmm.
So that you always have the, like, leasing to never own.
Yeah.
Like renting a vacuum through them.
Pretty much.
But I have two, and I don't have the top-of-the-line ones, and I'm like, maybe it makes sense for me just to do that. Because I have to get on Amazon, I have to order stuff when I need it. I don't like the generic stuff. The real stuff's very expensive.
Right.
I spend probably, if you average it out, close to that on my robots to keep two going.
I can see that.
Yeah. That one has the capabilities of doing pretty much my whole home where I wouldn't need to.
I don't even have mine plugged up right now.
It's easier to vacuum?
We have a cleaning lady who comes.
Oh, well, damn, that is easier. It's like a robot, but real.
But we made it. We made adjustments, moved some stuff around in the living room, and with Quentin's stuff, the baby stuff, there's no way that thing is getting everything done and getting back to its base.
I get that.
There's no way. It's getting stuck on something. It's going to get caught on something or not be able to get around something because of the line.
Yeah, I get that. Let me know if you've... I think it's called iRobot Select or Roomba Select. Let me know if you've tried the program. It just started, but if you're interested, I'm thinking about it.
Well, good for you.
But then I just have two that I don't need.
So you could sell them. Someone will buy them.
Guess you ever see a Roomba that's ran for like a year though? It just looks like it's gone through.
Yeah, well. Yeah. My D-bot don't look great.
Yeah, like I take pretty good care of robots, and mine looks like it's gone through hell. My lawnmowers outside that cut grass 24/7 are in better shape than my Roomba.
Yeah, Roombas go rough, man. Okay, here's the thing: if you really want to do it right, you have to change the brushes after every time it runs.
That's what I like about this program, because I don't change my brushes every month. But you should.
You definitely should. You should change them, like I said, after every time it runs, you should change it. You put a new set of brushes on and that thing runs, those brushes are fucked.
I'm like a cheap fuck, too. I have this thing that like you like run over it to like cleans it off so I can still keep using it. And I read this thing about how you should not use. So I bought aftermarket brushes, mm-hmm, for my sweeper, my baseboard sweeper.
Mm-hmm.
And it came with new screws. I screwed them in, and that screw actually stripped out my holder for the screw. And I got online, and everybody says that's a common problem when you buy the aftermarket stuff because it's not exactly right. And even though it's way cheaper, you should always buy the Roomba stuff because the other stuff will break it. So ever since then, you know, I'm paying like $60 or whatever whenever I buy a new kit. It comes with all the brushes and a filter.
Yeah, I don't know that that's...
Well, it tore mine up.
Huh, maybe. I don't know. That's what a lot of companies say about a lot of stuff.
Well, they didn't say it. I read this in a bunch of like forums and stuff.
This is what other people decided.
Yeah, where a lot of people,
that's
even
different.
Some of it even in the Amazon comments of stuff. So I'm sure there's good third party replacement parts out there. I did not get those.
You got like the Yanni Makos or something.
I got the Wish ones.
It's like, you ever, I go on there sometimes and I'm like, I wonder what they have for Adidas sneakers, because I like buying Adidas sneakers. And I go in there and, man, there's some crazy stuff that comes that is quite clearly not Adidas.
Right.
It's like, yeah, you know, Yakimura comfortable shoes. And you're like, okay, well, those are straight out of Korea. No, I don't want those. I want Adidas.
I just want something comfortable.
Which are Adidas for me.
Yeah. I've been rocking Brooks to work a lot. I like them.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah, I'm up to my third pair already.
No, for my everyday wear around shoes, I like Adidas. But for my work shoes, I like Columbia.
Now, let me hit you with these ones I saw on a YouTube ad.
Oh, no.
Which is how you know that they're good.
Are they Brooks?
No. Hold on, I have 6,000
emails.
Kizix. They're going for like kicks. Kizix.
Kizix.
So they don't look. They just look like a shoe, right? It's just a regular sneaker.
Yeah.
So you don't like the term tennis shoe.
They do.
But they're made. The back is like this, like silicone, like purple material, like my bed. You just step in the shoe, and the back pops up. It springs up.
Yeah, I've seen those. I've seen videos for those. I don't remember where.
It's probably exactly the same one since I saw a video for it.
Okay. But yeah, where you just slide in and they like, once they like aren't long enough to get caught under your heel.
Yeah.
They, like just
yeah,
catch the edge of it. So when your foot goes down, they like snap up. It
snaps up. You don't do anything. You tie them once, get them to the appropriate like tightness, and then you just shove your foot in them forever.
Yep.
They're $100, but I really want a pair.
Get them.
They're like, it's perfect for running outside, going to the dump. I'm like, all the things I have to put shoes on for.
You like,
the videos totally got me.
You should get them.
I've had that page saved for like 2 weeks. Now.
Ever?
That's like 2 weeks. But yeah, I'm thinking about it.
You get them, let me know how they work.
I'm not a shoe guy, but like I'm sort of becoming like a comfort shoe guy. Like I don't care about the looks. I'm like, how many pair of comfortable shoes can I own?
Yeah.
You know?
I'll tell you what, if you've ever owned an uncomfortable pair of shoes, comfortable shoes are all the difference. Like when we were talking about knives on that one podcast, you know, you like using your shitty knives because if you go to a good set, you're going to be like, fuck. You can never use your shitty knives again.
I got one good knife. It's the only knife in the house I use now. My other ones are just there. I'll wash that one over and over. Stupid.
Same idea with shoes.
Yeah. I really want to try these, though, because I have a pair of like shoes that I use for work around the house.
Mm-hmm.
They're really cheap. I got them at ThinkAid Academy. They're the opposite of these. Like, they're designed that when you step on them, the fucking heel will never come back out. I have to take the shoe off.
Mm.
And fix it.
See, I have an old set of Adidas from outside shoes.
Yeah, these are a pain in the dick, man. I shove my foot in there, and they're slip-ons. So I don't want to even, I just want to put it on. I don't want to have to go down there and do a whole thing.
But you want to slip them on. I get it.
Yeah, I slip it on, the heel smash down, I wiggle my foot, nothing's happening. I have to bend down, pull my foot out, pull that back, then put it in. I mean, who's got that kind of time?
I don't know. I'll tell you something I've realized as I've gotten older. You know how your tastes change when you get older?
Yeah.
Well, when I was younger, I was always a flip-flop guy. You know, you slide in between the strap between your big toe and your second
the
toe.
The thong. They call it the thong.
The thong? Is it a thong?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But I've recently realized that, no, actually, as I'm older now, I prefer slides.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say you were a sandal man.
I'm not a sandal man. No. Never had sandals. But I
used to wear exclusively flip-flops, and then I realized there's no structural support in a flip-flop.
There isn't.
And then my back feels better when I wear a real-ass pair of shoes.
Yes. No, I got these nice slides. See these nice here. See these.
Yeah, here's the problem with slides. I'm afraid someone might think I'm about to do something.
What do you mean, do something?
Like slides give me the little, like, where I'm about to go, like, change, put some sneakers on, play some basketball.
Oh, I'm okay giving off that impression. I'm not going to actually, there's no follow through, but if you want to give that about me, cool.
You wear socks with them?
I have, yes.
Are you supposed to?
You can.
You wear socks with slides, right?
You can wear socks with slides. You don't have to.
They get gross if you don't. No, those squishy don't. On the bottom?
They're literally such, yeah, they're squishy. Look at this. You didn't see the size of that heel? It's like 2 inches.
Yeah, that thing will get gross if you're out there just barefooting it. Raw dogging that.
No, it's fine.
Barebacking that slide.
I have them on right now with no.
But you're in the house, socks. Not doing dick.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't do anything other than walk in them.
Those are your going out slides?
Yes.
I got you. This is a Sunday best slide.
You know, like, I wear them to cornhole, to the cornhole league, and I wear socks.
Hold on, there's not a shoe for cornhole?
There's not, no.
Oh, I assume there was like a bowling shoe type situation.
There's not, but I did order this sweet-ass backpack from, that'll, a bag
Hold on, backpack. I
want to
hear more about this backpack, but they don't make shoes, or you just don't have them? Surely they make cornhole shoes.
No, they don't make cornhole shoes.
No one anywhere is in, like, that's a market we can capitalize on.
No, there's, no.
Wow. Okay, now tell me about the backpack.
There's not. So I got this.
I'm a bag guy, too, just so everybody knows. I like a bag.
Because what it is, it's a backpack that's made. You can put up to 16 bags in it. So you can carry 4 sets of bags. And then the cool thing that they do that I guess they consider it cool is different companies, different tournaments and stuff, they give away what's called patches. So the back of the backpack is all Velcro, and you can stick these patches on it.
So, is that kind of universally a thing, the patches?
Yeah, it's a universally a cornhole thing.
I like that.
Yes.
I like a patch.
This is a patch with a Velcro on the back, and you can just slap it onto that backpack is what it's for.
I like that, but I would be here because I'm an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want my patches to get messed up.
Mm.
So I probably would want to come home and like maybe shadow box the patches.
Yeah, no, I'll be slapping it right on there.
Yeah, I don't want them to get messed up. Or I want 2 patches, one for show, one mm-hmm. for staying nice.
Because I have a bag that I carry them in now, and it's just, it's like a cinch bag, you know?
Yeah. Is it just a regular backpack?
This?
Yeah.
No, it's smaller and more square.
It's made for that purpose, though.
It's made for that purpose, yeah. It's made to carry your bags. It does have a carrying handle on it, but you can also slide it on as a backpack.
Like a bowling bag?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What else do you bring? So you've got your bags.
Mm-hmm.
What else does one bring with them?
That's it. I mean, sometimes if, you know, I guess like if you're going to like a backyard tournament, you might need to bring your boards. But
yeah, I'm going to, as soon as we get done with this, I'm going to start designing a cornhole shoe.
Okay. Let me know how it goes.
First thing I'll tell you about it is you step down and the heel just pops up.
Gives you some spring in your step?
It just pops up. Well, easy on, easy off.
Oh, sorry. When you said heel, I was thinking.
No, you know, you're not those fucking trampoline shoes.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
No, I'm saying you'll step into them. This has never been done before. You'll step into them. The heel just pop up on its own. No one's ever thought of it before, but they'll be made for cornhole.
But they'll be made for cornhole.
Yeah, they'll be marketed.
So you can get them
too.
ACL approved. Yeah, I had this tournament yesterday.
Why?
Well, let me start at the beginning. I had to work is why. But, so, found out that the tournament was yesterday here in the hometown of Kendall. Found this out about, I guess, 3 weeks ago. They were doing it as part of the carnival/festival they do every year. That we're able to do this year. So I looked at the date and I was like, oh shit, I can't make it. Sorry. But I had a like four of my friends asked me, hey, you want to play in this with me? And I was like, I can't. I got work. Okay, cool. So last weekend, I go over to visit my stepdad, who is my partner when we play League in the winter. Mm-hmm. And he said, yeah, I've been telling everybody we're going to fucking kill him. I'm like, dude, I can't play. And he's like, what? I'm like, I have to work. I can't play. He goes, well, I've been telling everybody that we're going to fucking win the tournament.
Rewind to last week when you said you just talk shit all the time.
Right?
Not even playing in it. He's talking shit.
He's like, well, I told everybody we were gonna take it. And I'm like, well, I can't play. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. No, I understand what you're saying. I can't play in it.
So, anyway, so we ended up playing with my brother-in-law. They didn't win. But a couple of my other buddies that I play with, they both got teams together and they played in it, and one of them came in first and one of them came in third.
Were you bummed that you couldn't?
Yeah, I
would
was.
You and him have won?
But what's that?
You think you would have won?
No.
Okay, that was quick. No.
We might have taken third, but that's probably stretching it.
Okay.
It just wouldn't. No, yeah, no. I'm just going with no.
Okay.
But because my nephew was there and we played, my nephew and I were a team last week, during this gathering, and we went undefeated. We didn't lose. So
is he good?
He's 19 now. He's 19 and he's gotten much better as he's working on it. Yes, he's pretty good.
Why don't you guys just like a permanent team?
Because he's 19 years old going to college from home with a girlfriend.
You're saying cornhole wouldn't be his priority?
If I was 19, it wouldn't be mine either. But I'm ancient and old. But apparently my nephew was talking shit to everybody saying, man, if me and Uncle Dan were here, we'd be killing you guys. And I'm like, why is everybody got to bring me into killing people? Because I got to play. I'm the one who goes to the leagues and tournaments and sees these guys. So I'm the guy they're going to remember. When. Yeah.
Heard you would have beat our ass. And you're like, I didn't even say that. I wasn't even here. I had to work.
I'm like, come on. Stop it, guys. Yeah. But one of my good friends actually is won it with his partner, and he was like, dude, if you were here, if we'd have played, it wouldn't have been no problem. He goes, there were some good guys, but most everybody was just townies looking for something to do that day.
Yeah.
Supporting the fire department. That kind of
was
thing,
there any money involved in a win?
Yeah. First place team. Well, because it depended on how many teams signed up. But so there was 32 people at $10 a pop. So first place, and the fire department doesn't keep any of that. They're counting on like the beer, the drinks, the
right.
food. So the first place team took 200. Second place team took 100. And third place team took 20, which the entry fee was $10 a piece.
They got their money back, yeah.
So they get their money back. It would have been it sounds like an easy $100.
Yeah.
I was a little bummed I couldn't make it. But, I mean, they started registration at 11 and tournament started at noon and I had to work till 1. So.
I don't think I've talked about this anywhere. But I've been watching a lot of TikTok, been watching a lot of the dudes that open cards.
Uh-huh.
Basketball, football, soccer, all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And been real into it, like real into it.
Oh, no.
So me and friend of the show, Marshall 205, bought some cards.
Oh, Jesus.
I told him I would split them with him. We'll sell the ones that are worth anything, right? I was having a rough day the other day at work, and he texted me and was like, hey, I'm at Walmart. They finally have some. I'm going to scoop them up. So he buys them after work. I go over to his house and we open these cards. maybe the most fun I've had in years. Like, super loved it. And I realized it's like old school video game loot boxes.
you never know what you're gonna get. And I like those too.
Like, I spend more than I should on the chance I might get something cool. And then I slowly go through each one of them while the other person's watching, hoping you also get something cool.
Yep.
So from like 7 o'clock to like 9:30, we opened packs of cards.
Oh, my God.
And it was truly a delight. Cards are like a whole different situation now than they used to be. They're expensive. They're impossible to find.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy a shelf off of, buy a box off of the shelf at Walmart for $44 right now. Put it straight on eBay without touching it. It sells for $120.
Wow.
Like, cards are a situation. You can pull like one of one cards that are worth $15,000-$20,000.
But it's got to be the newer ones, because a lot of people still have the older ones when that was a big market.
Yeah, it's got to be the new ones.
And they can't do anything with them.
And you have to buy, like, you're buying expensive. Like, I can go on there right now and scoop up a hobby box for $600 for 20, 30 cards. You're guaranteed autographs. Like, I think out of all the, you know, we had four boxes. I think we pulled like five or six autographs. It's just a blast, though. Like, I would open one, then he would open one. And I would be just as excited watching him open it as me opening it. But here's what they do online. And this is why, this is some shady ass business. There's two different ways they do it. They do these like razzes and they do these breaks. I don't know much about cards, so if I get this wrong, fuck you, you know. But let's say you want an expensive pack of cards. A pack of cards that's selling for, I don't know, let's say $80 for one single pack of like five cards. Well, what I'll do is for $60, you have a chance to get those $80 cards. You also have the chance to get like a $11 pack of cards.
Right.
So the top four people get the good packs. Five through 10 get the shitty packs, but everybody pays $60. So they can spend $600 on a box to open because they'll make $600 on a box.
Right.
Now the person opening them doesn't keep any cards. But they open them on Instagram. They open them on TikTok. They get the joy of opening them and going through them and getting excited. They just don't keep them. But they make $600. So even if they have to step up and pay $300 for a box, they're going to make $600, which has made the market impossible to find cards because they can step up and pay for them.
Right.
As long as they're under $600, there's still money to be made.
Mm-hmm.
So that's these razzes that they do. I think it's probably super fucking sketchy.
It's not illegal.
The way they get around it is saying everyone gets something.
Right.
So because everyone gets something, like legally you're okay.
Well, you know what? If they just called it a raffle, it wouldn't be illegal.
Yeah, I don't know.
They do this with cornhole bags all the time, where they're like from numbers 1 to 40, $10 a number. And then they do a raffle and someone wins whatever number comes up, they win a set of bags.
Yeah, this is so bizarre the way this thing works. Then they do these things called breaks where they open the box and let's say you're a Jets fan. So you're going to pay to get all the Jets cards that he pulls out of that whole box. You might pay $100, $120. Every Jets card he pulls out of that box goes to you.
He might not pull one.
Might not pull one. May pull nothing but Jets. But they'll usually, a lot of times, they'll do those by division. So I might say you buy AFC South.
Okay.
It may be $200 to buy AFC South. It's a $600 box of cards. And if you only care about AFC South anyways because your team is there, and that's what you're chasing anyways, you can get the amazing cards for a fraction of the price. Those are breaks. That makes sense. They also do this strange thing where people just pay for a pack of cards for you to open it live and then send it to them. They don't even open it. They like watching you open it for an audience. and then you keep saying it's theirs.
Jesus.
So these people I watch, they have like the rip it or ship it. So you can just buy them and they'll ship them to you, or you can rip it. You pay them to open it. So he's cheaper on shipping if he opens it on the camera. But the card thing is out of control right now.
I guess.
It is wild. It's a whole world. I've been learning about it. I've been reading about it. There's so many different variants of every card out there. It is insane. And I've spent more time with that than video games this week.
I'm glad you're enjoying it. You didn't play much then.
No, but it reminds me of like two nights.
Reminds you of, I get that.
Yep. It reminds me of loot boxes.
I can see that.
Which I never wanted to go away, for the record. I never shit on loot boxes like everybody else did.
No, nope, I didn't either.
For appearances purposes. I don't like them when they made you better.
I think we've been very clear on that.
But
cosmetic loot boxes were fine.
I haven't spent money on cosmetics in Rocket League in like forever, and I was spending an absurd amount before.
Like when it went to...
When it changed over to the new platform where you buy the thing you want. I'm like, I don't want that for $6. But I would have paid $6 for the chance to have that at a dollar at a time.
Right.
Because a dollar is a good price for it.
Right. Right.
But there's something about these cards the same way when you're sliding one off the top of the other and you don't know what's behind it.
Yeah.
It's good.
I can see it.
It's good.
I can see that.
And I think because we did it together, like him and I, we're doing everything. We half the money. We're going to half the profits. We pulled two cards that are worth like $50 to $70.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, bam, in two cards, you've got $100. But we actually bought four boxes of one kind and two boxes of another, which is crazy. You'll probably never find that many boxes again. But that's $230 worth of cards.
Right.
Like they're also expensive to buy. But two of those cards are worth $100. And another card we pulled is worth $60. Like you have $160 in three cards. Like getting your money back is fast, and then it's a screeching halt. Like selling those big cards is super easy. Selling everything else, not as easy.
Yeah.
So probably what'll happen is try to get my $230 back, and then I'll just be sitting on a stack of cards that I don't want to mess with. I don't want to post them. You just leave them sitting on a shelf and hope one of those people hits it big, and you have a card that's now worth a lot of money.
Right.
Somebody that was undervalued at the time. But yeah. But I did that this week, and I had a super good time with it.
Well, that's good. So did you play it all then?
I played a little KO City. Started up Rocket League just to see what was in the store. And I think that was it. I am going on vacation, like I said, so I have my Switch fully charged and packed, and I also have my Quest fully charged and packed. I have one game I'm going to buy on the Quest before I go because I don't know what internet will be like there.
Right.
But yeah, I'll get some time in this week with the Switch and with the Oculus. But the PS5 will be at home resting, waiting for my return. Might be stopping at Walmart's on the way down, see if I can find some cards. I don't know yet. You know, so I collected cards as a kid, so it's also giving me those nostalgic vibes.
Yeah, see, I didn't.
Yeah.
I was before that phenomena.
Yeah, so I remember like going to card shops with my dad and getting to open them. And it's funny because like, I think it's weird that they pay that guy to open their cards. But then I think about it, like I remember like opening them at the card shop and the guy who works at the card shop being as excited as me.
Right.
To see like cards hit.
Yeah. Well, same thing with loot boxes. When someone gets
that
set of wheels,
awesome.
You're like, oh, goddamn.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. It's the same vibe. It's really neat. But yeah, so I'll play a little bit, but I didn't really do anything of any consequence this week.
Hmm. Well, I did a little bit more than I usually do, actually. I went ahead and I downloaded Outriders on the Xbox because I do want to get back into that game, but I want it to look and play a little better. So I'll get into it there. And I had a hell of an experience yesterday. I finally had like a good little block where I could play, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get back into No Man's Sky. So, fire it up.
Last week you talked about maybe doing that, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I did. I fired it up and got in. Looks great. You know, do you want to initialize? Yes, I do. Start the game. The first planet I fucking land on is fucking minus 56 degrees Celsius.
Great. Hostile planet.
So I'm like, okay. So I run around and I get, because you gotta get stuff to fix your scanner, and then you gotta get something to fix your visor, I think, or whatever. So I run around, and because it's a snow planet, the stuff's a little scarce. The carbon stuff that I need to keep stuff, you know, to keep your life up and keep your gun charged. So I spend about 30 minutes running around this fucking ice planet trying to find the stuff to keep my life support up. And, keep my life support up and getting in caves and hiding there. Actually, it was probably closer to an hour. But I'm already like, yeah, you know what? I dig the vibe. And I know after this, if I remember correctly, I get to go find my ship. Get it fixed. Right. I can get the fuck off this planet. So after an hour, about an hour of that, because I had to keep going in caves and waiting and finding shelter, because there wasn't enough carbon for me to get to keep everything charged up the way I needed to. So I had to wait till... I just keep paying the ass anyway. So, hour in, I go running around. Finally, that happens. I get out, and now it says, now you got to go to the crash site to find this ship. So I'm going. You got to remember, I don't remember the mechanics of the game. You know, the basic mechanics. Or anyway, I'll get into it. So I and it's this mountainous, snowy area, so I got to keep going in. So I'm 2.5 hours in, and I'm still not to the crash site yet.
Mm.
So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Where the fuck? It keeps looking like it's over the next hill. I haven't been messing around with my cursor, and it flips up. And I'm like, whoa, what was that? Because something came up. This whole time, if you put your cursor on that waypoint, it tells you how far away it is and how long it's going to take to get there. So I've already been going at this for an hour and a half, not remembering that. So, and I never flipped the cursor just right. So I'm 2.5 hours in on this dead fucking cold ass planet with nothing to keep me fucking alive. And I go back up and it tells me that this thing is so many kilometers away, it's going to take me 7 hours to get there.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, options, load main menu, start new game.
What caused that?
It's just how far away the random generation made it. It literally put it on the other side of the fucking planet.
That's insane. I figure like for the star, and it would require it be so close.
Well, apparently that is a lie. It was 7 hours after I'd already been running around for an hour and a half. Although, to be fair, some of that was trying to collect supplies and staying warm. And so I was like, Jesus Christ. So, yeah, I restarted. Now I start on a fucking firestorm planet, which is nice. But everything was much closer. So I don't know if that was just a glitch or if it's just the way the random generation works. But now I'm just about got my ship repaired. I'm about to get off the planet. And by then, I was 4 hours in. I'm like, I got to go to fucking bed. This is longer than I intended on playing anyway.
So even as terrible as that sound, did you have fun with it?
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay.
It was fun. Of course, at the beginning, there's not much you can do. But,
right.
But yeah, it was fun. But I'm looking forward to getting off planet and getting into things. Yeah, it was a good time. It looks so much better than it did. Not that it looked bad before, but they've really done some things to try to mix things up. Oh, and that first planet with the ice I had, it had security drones too.
Yeah, it sounds like a fantastic place to call home. Sounds like a great area for that. I still haven't picked up a headset. So, correct me if I'm wrong, Microsoft makes a wireless headset.
They do. I have a Turtle Beach.
Okay, so I want that Microsoft one.
Okay.
I can't find it anywhere.
I think they're hard to find.
Yeah, I've been to like 5 Walmarts looking for cards, and in all those Walmarts I've looked for that headset, and they have a spot for it. $99, right?
I think so. I got the Turtle Beach for $99.
Yeah. I want the X. I don't want to mess with anything. I want to plug it up and just be done forever.
Oh, there was nothing to it.
Yeah, I just want that Xbox One.
Okay, that's
fine.
Can't
find it.
That's fine.
But can't find it. Friend of the show Marshall 205 is blowing me up because he wants to play Grounded.
You guys have fun. I deleted that last night.
Yeah, he wants to play it real bad.
I'm just like, I just know it's not my kind of game. I won't get back.
He played for like 5 minutes and is immediately in love with it.
There's a definite Honey, I Shrunk the Kids vibe.
Yeah.
I get that part of it. But yeah, I guess it has a very No Man's Sky.
He said it's just that, like, the survival element of it is...
It's based much more on survival, though. I'm not into that.
Yeah, he thought it would be...
It's very much survival-based. Like, you have to micromanage.
Yeah. And see, he knows I like the management style of things.
Yeah. Food, water, stamina.
But you also told me that I would like it.
I did tell you. You will like it.
He's also telling me I would like it. So,
and I'm curious about starting Sea of Thieves over.
We did play that.
This week?
Did I say I'd played it last week?
I think so.
Oh, well, I didn't play it again, no.
Okay. But did you start over, or?
No.
No?
Well, no, but there's, I mean.
It's so different now, right?
Well, Sea of Thieves doesn't really work like that. Like, you kind of start over every time you play. Like, your character and whatever you have moves forward, but, like, you start all the way over every time. You're not in the middle of doing anything ever because it goes away.
Right.
So, yes and no. We just sailed around because I don't remember how to do anything. I mean, we hit something. We're like, how do we patch the boat? And he's like, how do I get planks out? How do I use the planks? I mean, there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
And I'd like to play it a couple more times before we get into the point where I would like to go do the Jack Sparrow stuff.
Okay.
But I'd like to play it a few more times just so I'm not as stupid.
You guys get into that, maybe bring me on board. I might get back into that.
There's something weird with that game with my HDR on my TV. It was very dark. Like, I couldn't see at night. So I got to figure that out. But yeah, I like Sea of Thieves a lot still.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to getting back into No Man's Sky.
We're good.
I enjoyed the time I spent in there. Even with the time, I would have enjoyed it more if I could have just progressed forward normally. I do know that. I can tell you run around for 2.5 hours in the freezing fucking cold. Trying to stay alive. Which, it's kind of my fault, because I could have restarted real quick if I had just remembered how to do it and been like, oh, okay. That's 8.5 hours away. I don't know.
I don't want to walk till tomorrow.
You know, and your jump pack isn't upgraded. Your sprint's not upgraded.
See, that's
nothing.
My fear with that game. Like, we're just talking about Sea of Thieves. You're always the same no matter what, even if you've played for a long time. I think about, like, I know where I was on No Man's Sky when I quit playing.
Uh-huh.
I'd have to just pick up from that point and learn how to play again because I couldn't start with nothing.
It didn't bother me to start with nothing.
It would me.
Because I need that tutorial anyway. So yeah, that's it. That's what I played, and hopefully I'll have a bigger update next week. That's all I got. You?
I mean, trading cards.
Trading cards.
That's it, yeah.
That's it.
I'll have more, like I said, I'll have my Oculus and my Switch with me, and I'll have some downtime, so I'll rock out some of that. I'll have a better update. Got to keep it kind of short. I'm about to have 55 things to do before I go. I haven't packed. I have some stuff in a pile. I usually start with my electronics that I want to make sure I bring and cords, and I'll pile that up, and then clothes is easy, right? It doesn't even matter, really. But I don't want to be without any of the stuff that I thought I needed for entertainment.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so. But Gerald should be back next week. As far as we know, all three of us will be here. That's it. That's all I got. Follow us on Patreon, patreon.com/GameStitch. Sorry for the episode from last week being late. But like I said, just gives you a chance to bulk up, you know, run them back. What are you doing? Just flexing right now?
I'm bulking up, man.
Bulking up. But we'll be back next week, same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.